Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
I curse this podcast with
technical difficulties.
Take heed, hello from the Magic Tavern, for with these words, I make the first 6.5 minutes of this episode somewhat less listenable. I mean, it's not terrible. It's actually kind of fine. But still, it sounds less professional and maybe subconsciously makes the listener enjoy it just a bit less. After that, it sounds pretty good, actually. More or less. Maybe it peaks a few times here and there, but still.
Technical difficulties.
You have been cursed, hello from the Magic Tavern. You have been cursed!
The following podcast is not real, but it was really recorded live at Chicago's I.O. Theater as part of Jangle Heart Circus. And it is really sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvey, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com.
Here's a real quick explanation of what's happened. About half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago and into the magical land of Foon. And luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, I think, and I'm from the Burger King, and I'm using that to host. Someone here is a big fan of Wi-Fi. That slight Wi-Fi to upload a weekly podcast that I host here in the Vermilion Minotaur, where we are now, in a land of food, and I interview magical creatures along with my book companions, including Usidor. All right.
Names of such great power and wonder and excitement that only the bravest among me would dare even listen to it.
You start, this is the first time I've ever noticed just what a burden your hat and gear.
Thank you for finally noticing.
I also I'd like to introduce my other co-host, Chuck.
Sense about you. I'm going to leave back again.
Jackie, you're still a badger.
Yeah.
Are you
Why do those point out?
Well, I don't know. I'm very fascinated by the idea that if you have sex with an animal, you turn into that animal.
Yeah. You don't.
I don't.
Did you have sex with something recently?
I did accidentally have sex with a memory remember. But
absolutely. We're moving past that.
Are we?
Yes.
Who's we?
I am. I am leading by example.
We are going to sit in it for a while.
You know what? Why don't we... We started a little bit late, so why don't we jump
we
right
did?
In? Yeah.
How can you tell? We're just hanging out at a tavern. There's no timetable as far as I can tell.
Let's bring out our first guest.
All right.
I'm very excited that we have our favorite musical guests, Glenn Miller and Spance, are back.
Oh, wonderful. Right.
They are fantastic.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Spance, and this is Glenn.
I can introduce myself. I'm Glenn.
This is... And we have two of our favorite musical accompanists joining us today. We want to introduce ourselves.
My name is Spindella.
Woo!
And I'm Cuddle.
Spindella and Cuddle.
Oh, Spindella, you are even more lovely than a plate of croissants.
Beautiful
as a dove. All right, a dove, pastry, whatever.
So,
why are you horsing on my scene?
You sure? Are you trying to flirt with Spindella?
No.
Me.
Yeah. Spindella, he would make a lovely match for you, surely.
I'm still healing my heart.
Oh, no, Spindella, what happened?
I once was a bird. I was turned into a woman.
A bird.
I fell in love with a man, and he died.
Oh, no.
How terrible for you.
This is sort of a personal question.
Was it make out point?
Yes. Was it make out point where if you don't make it out alive, you die?
Yes.
Oh.
You shouldn't have taken him up there.
Well, the fact that if you...
I shouldn't have said that.
If you used to be a bird and now you're a human, that explains why you've just been shitting all over the place.
Yes, when she gets nervous, she lets out a little poo-poo, but she's my little songbird.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, I'd love to hear a song from you guys.
Yes. Could you give us our notes, Glennie?
Sure.
Yes.
Firestorms are raging tonight, burning all the towns and all the children in there.
Beautiful.
You know, it's Vishtash.
I know, it is Vishtash, the fire season.
Oh, the beautiful firestorms that make us all so happy and gay until they destroy everything. Puddle, you are also beautiful.
I wasn't in that first one.
No, I was just, like, looking at your legs.
These legs?
I like what I see. I'm casting a wide net.
All right. I have a very tragic love story as well.
Oh, no, Puddle.
I was with a woman, and then we were walking down the lane, and I fell in a puddle, and that's how I got my name.
Oh, how sad.
Oh.
I thought maybe it was because you were from Liverpool.
No, it's a story I told.
All right.
You know, I have a question. This might not be that important about the story. What happened to the woman?
She was my mom. And she picked me up, and then she gave me a name.
Oh. She waited until well after you could walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 9.
So your mother named you, and you think that's a story?
Okay, point taken. All right.
What is, I don't know if we've ever heard your baby's name.
My baby's name?
Yeah.
You know, names have special power, so I'm not going to share
true.
My baby's name.
Names are very powerful.
Words have great power, and you must be careful. For if you use a name or word incorrectly, you could destroy all of food, all of earth, and all of the 12 realms of Ephesus. Speak one syllable out of place, and most assuredly, you would bring destruction upon your family and all generations of them that come after you. Oh, certainly you do not want to say some letter in the incorrect place or look at some rune and incorrectly interpret it. Nay, you must not do this. You must be careful when you look upon the written page, reading those very words that you read in your mind's eye, that they have some great power and the ability to destroy us all.
Is your baby's name Hank?
No, that's always the first guess. No, my baby's name is not okay. Hank.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a daughter. It's a girl.
Were you going to say it's a daughter?
It's a daughter.
You can just say girl.
It's a girl.
In Foon, if you're a girl, you just say a girl.
Okay.
You don't have to say daughter.
Do you say it's a daughter on Earth?
No, we don't. We don't say
hello,
that.
Hello, everyone. Here's a daughter.
You know,
I've never hated you guys so much.
How dare you?
There's a ritual in Foon where when the baby is born, if it's a son, if somebody accidentally calls it a daughter, the baby will give a great booming voice and say, "Don't call me daughter."
Don't call me daughter. But it's like that.
But then what if you call the baby Jeremy?
I don't get that bullshit reference.
All right, never mind.
You look so smug. What is it?
No. People on Earth are loving it. People on Earth think it's hilarious. But it's not. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. Hey, Glenn Miller and Spance, what have you guys been up to since last time we saw you?
Sobering up.
Oh.
All right.
Glenn had a little spout.
Hey, I was on in the Morglorp for a while. Fucking hard. And I'd,
He bought it from Usador.
You're welcome.
No! You know, I think everybody should know that Usador is selling some cut-rate shit Morglorp. I think everybody knows that the second most critical ingredient in Morglorp is mayonnaise. Gives it that white texture.
Usador.
And fucking Usador has been using Miracle Whip. He's been cutting that shit with Miracle Whip.
Can I ask?
Sticking his fucking wand around in there and just spinning around, and that's what got me where I was.
That whip is a very miracle.
Usador.
Not for me.
Usador, will you tell us the ingredients of Morglorp in your sexy voice?
If you want to make Morglorp, the best way to do it is to find a fine young Morglorp bush and to cut up the roots, mix it with a little Miracle Whip. It's the unwitched. And be sure to cook it for at least 3 days, for if you don't cook it for the full time, you will live to regret it.
And if you don't have Miracle Whip, you could just use horse cum. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I don't know on how it is on Earth, but here on Foon, we have a guy named Calvine. Calvine Clean.
Calvine Clean.
He's just like a well-known designer of tunics and clothing.
Robes.
You know, I'd love to hear another song from
sure.
Glenn Miller and Spance.
Sure.
Sandals.
Glenny, could you get us the notes? One, two, ready, go. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If you are in love, then you should tell him. Don't keep nothing inside. You've got your guy, then you should take him somewhere special tonight. And there is one place where the two of you should go, but make sure that you hold him real fast. 'Cause in this one place, on a mountaintop aglow, it is possible that this memory will be your last. Make out point. Can you make it out alive? Make out point. Will you live or will you die? If he makes it, then you know that he's the one. But if he doesn't make it, then I guess the date is done. Make out point. Ooh. Make out point. Ooh. Make out point. Ooh.
Right now.
Now, Sean, I know you and Spance have had a little bit of a flirtation recently. Is there any chance of you guys going to make out point?
Chance with Spance?
Chance with Spance? Is there a Spance chance that you'll go to make out point?
I like Spance too much to take her to make out point for fear of one of us dying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got over Chant, really. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, fuck me and my two buttholes.
Wait, while your back was even turned.
Well, you know, it's just that...
What?
Oh, motherfucker.
Hello!
How's it going? What's up?
Oh, great. It's my arch nemesis, Flower.
Flower, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, guess who's back, motherfucker.
You look as beautiful as ever.
Thank you so much. You know, you threw me off of that cliff.
Yeah, I did. I was so pissed off that I threw you off a cliff, and I assumed that you were dead.
I know.
That is the most that Arnie has done since he's been here.
Do you know what actually happened, though? Is you threw me off of the cliff and I fell directly through a portal that sent me to Earth.
What?
What?
I've been sitting beside your baby's crib.
What's his name?
No.
What's the baby's name?
I've been sitting beside your baby's crib kissing it at night.
Uh-huh. What's the baby's name?
Giving it little kisses.
Uh-huh.
And looking at your wife and winking at your wife.
What?
Oh, Flower has moved in on Sarah, and now the love triangle continues.
No,
this hat is really not my favorite.
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh.
I just landed the bottom of the cliff.
That's much more likely story. Yeah.
How did you get up cliff and over here?
Before Arnie viciously threw me off of the cliff.
Mm-hmm. Truly a hate crime.
Truly. I read the book, you know, that Oprah book?
Who's Oprah? I know who Oprah is.
Oprah's a unicorn.
Oh. Oh.
Sounds good to me.
I read that book that Oprah gave the horn of approval. And it's about the hush-hush thing.
The hush-hush thing?
You're going to have to fill us in.
You didn't read the book? It's when you want something real bad, you think about it, and then it's true. It's like you keep your own little hush-hush thing. So I said, Flower, you can walk.
Oh, I see. And do you, like,
cool, you
put your hush-hush out into the fields of Ephesus?
Yeah, you put your hush-hush out loud. You scream it. So I was at the bottom of a cliff going, I want to fucking walk! I want to fucking walk!
And it worked, apparently.
Like, yesterday.
Yesterday.
I've been at the bottom of a cliff since
for, like, almost half a year.
Yeah.
Incredible. What an amazing story of perseverance and power. When one decides that they have the magic inside of them and believes and truly from their heart says magical words and speaks them unto the universe does hear and does respond in kind. Oh, only that Arnie could do anything interesting or useful. Nay, but everything he says is half-assed and with a smirk.
Because honestly, like, you made me see a part of myself that I was being real negative.
That's true.
You were being negative.
Like, hey, Flower, take a look at yourself, you know? And I thought about it, and I was like, I'm going to turn a new leaf.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, are you going to set down roots here?
No.
Don't make fucking puns.
What?
You're being flippant.
No. All right, fine.
You're being flippant.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's maybe hear another song from Glenn Miller and Spance.
Well, in order to do this song, we need to bring out another friend. He's one of the most renowned dancers in Foon. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Reverend Fenley.
He is a reverend. He performs marriage ceremonies. And he does all kinds of things around here. So what I thought I'd share with you today is a traditional Foon dance song that we play at pretty much every wedding, right? Right, Foon brothers?
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes. I've seen Trunt cut a rug to this one, I'll tell you what. So this is the dance song that everybody dances to in Foon. Come here, Spindella. Yes, wonderful. And they will be performing the dance over there, Puddles and Reverend. Wait, hold on. I said cape a tuple instead of take a couple. Flip it on.
Man is wasted.
First, take a couple little steps to your right. Step, step. Step, step. Then pretend to carry something heavy around. Schlep, schlep. Schlep, schlep. Now turn around in tiny circles. Make sure your face remains emotionless. Slowly dip and grab your ankles. Then angrily pop your chest.
Do a shimmy to the right and a flappy to the left. Scrub it back and forth. Make a music with your breath. Do a hockey to your nose.
Squatting.
Then a tappy with your toes.
Hopping fast.
Put your hands on your knees.
Work that ass.
Now everybody freeze!
And then they literally remain frozen for the entire rest of the night.
Wonderful! Excellent, well done! Oh, Reverend, if you weren't frozen, I would tell you how handsome your eyes are.
Generally, at what point in the ceremony does this happen?
Sure, the reception. Everyone's having a great time.
So people are frozen for like hours at a time?
Oh, yes.
What do they do at weddings on Earth?
Get more progressively drunk and do a couple different dances and then sort of sit down and...
How is that different than every other day of the week?
This is actually the song that my mom and dad fucked to on the dance floor. Oh.
What happens if you have to remain frozen mid-fuck?
What?
Never mind.
We're going to carry them off.
Oh, okay.
Good. So long. Nice to meet you both. It was a pleasure having you upon the show.
This actually gave me some serious PTSD from being stuck at the bottom of the cliff.
In Foon, PTSD means post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, good. That is exactly
what it is. It's what we call... an acronym!
What are some other acronyms in Foon?
Well, we already mentioned we have MLK, which is...
Monarch Lords and Kings Day! Yeah.
So there's like an MLK road in every town.
Sure.
We have SOS, which is Sorcerers! Oh, Sorcerers!
Do you guys know SFA?
What's that?
Suck Flower's asshole.
Well done, Flower.
Oh, you grew more than legs.
I can move, bitches.
And of course there is sad. Seasonal affective dwarves.
And there's also mad, which is Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Driving what?
Horses.
Carts.
Oh. Yeah. Carts, because that causes the death of a lot of babies.
Yes. Up to three people a year die in food in that way.
Oh. What is... Are you checking... Let me check your phone.
No, I know you're addicted to the internet
of
now.
Of the thousands and thousands of deaths every year, those three could be avoided.
What's your passcode?
I'm not going to tell you.
Tell me your passcode. No. What's a website I should check out?
Meat spin.
That sounds.
I'm gonna tell you. I did.
Say a real thing.
No, I did a meat spin one time. I'm gonna tell you. You just don't look it up because you're gonna regret it in the morning. It's like you do a meat spin, like you're gonna feel it for a week. You should just do a meat relax.
A meat spin in Foon is. When you have sex, but it's like you're on a rotisserie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
No. No.
You need two penises for it to get the proper rotisserie motion. Because you got to be coming from both ends.
Well, you know what? Let's make... I don't want to pursue this conversation any further. Let's hear another song from Glenn Miller and Spence.
Sure. This one goes out to Usador.
Oh.
Oh, whoa.
That's nice.
Oh, I know this one. I like it.
There is a man.
More than man.
I shan't reveal his name. Bent on darkness and treachery. He set my puss aflame.
Another
man is so much more than a man. And how, you say, can he? On the quest of the Light Lord in the Dark Knight. Oh, who can he be? Master of the third, ninth, and twelfth realms of Ephesius. Wielder of arcane forces compelling the living and the dead. Diviner of unknowable truths. Caster of illusions. Destroyer of lies. Dissolver of the wall of fire. Imbiber of the nine deadly poisons. Author of the banned Inamakan. Winner of the Wizard's Choice Award. The dwarves know him as Nickelback Silverchair. Angels know him as Mama Cassiel. The vampires know him as Cameron Orlando. In the South, he is known as Lutzer Train Drive. Gonna wait till tomorrow. Fat boy tomorrow.
For the Morglore, buddy.
Fair enough.
I gotta say, that's a much better song.
Outdoor.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn Miller and Spence.
You guys ever do a meat spin tax? That's when you do a meat spin, but then you also pay for it.
You know what, Flower? I was wrong about you. I like you. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Thanks. It's a little busier than usual at the Vermilion Minotaur this week.
Is it?
Yeah. So people seem more attentive than usual.
It seems exactly the same as always.
We got our unwed mothers.
Hello, ladies.
All right, well, thank you so much. As always, please subscribe to us on iTunes and give us as many stars as you possibly can. And always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
Or you can reach me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
Or you can twat at me at Usador the Blue. Or you can speak to a raven. Tell it your deepest, darkest secret. Kill the raven. Take out its heart, bury it deep beneath the earth, build a house over the where you buried the heart, live in that house for 30 years.
This is going to take a while.
And then, once you've lived in that house, burn it to the ground! And the smoke of that flame will reach me.
You know what? Don't even try to find me because I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Fair enough.
Well, if we can be certain of one thing, it's that none of that actually happened. Because if there were a magical meeting place like this one, it wouldn't be right down the street from a strip club. Arnie was played by Arnold Niekamp. Usador was played by Matt Young with real breath control. Chump was played by Adol Refai. Spindella was Jamie Burns. Spance was Meredith Stepien. Glenn Miller, Nick Gage. Puddle was played by Brian Holding. Flower was Brooke Bright. The Reverend Fenley was Jacob Schaefer. The show was produced by Evan Jacover and Ryan DeGiorgi with audio assistance by Mark Swiderski. The show was sponsored by Inventables. Special thanks to IO and Jangleheart Circus. I am, as always, underused. This has been Hello from the Magic Tavern. Good night.
That was really not that bad. Ah! You've won this round, Hello from the Magic Tavern, but you haven't seen the last of the curse of technical difficulties. We'll be back someday. Oh, yes, we'll be back.